Earth and Sky.
It used to be when I was a kid that if there was a moonshot, all the classes were canceled. This nation gathered all its kids in its auditoriums and wheeled in a TV, and everybody watched that rocket take off. That's how committed we were to science.
You're listening to Sean Lawrence Otto, one of the organizers of Science Debate 2008. This is a nonpartisan, citizen-led initiative backed by thousands of scientists, an effort to persuade the U.S. presidential candidates to debate key issues of science policy.
One of them is climate change. Every Nobel laureate that I've talked to in this process, and I've talked to a lot of them now, agrees that the next 1 to 2 presidential administrations are most likely going to determine the quality of life on Earth for the foreseeable future.
Another key science issue, according to Otto, the rise of Asian economies.
By 2010, 90% of all scientists and engineers will be living in Asia. That's a very big change in the fundamental economics of the globe, particularly as they relate to the United States. So how are we going to compete?
Otto spoke of another key word in the 2008 election, the word hope.
And we can, if we unite our politicians and policymakers with our scientists, pull together like we have in the past. We put a man on the moon, we can tackle climate change.
We are Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.